Welcome to Standing Yoga. Again in this practice, the focus is on moment-to-moment awareness, experiencing and inhabiting the body in its entirety. We are practicing non-judgmentally, exploring our boundaries and limits gently, not forcing or straining the body, but nourishing it with this special kind of attention on a regular basis. For some of these standing postures, at some point, you may want to do them in front of a full-length mirror, so you can get a sense of the posture from the outside as well as the inside, seeing how your body is actually moving, stretching, bending. Throughout this time, remembering to stay focused on breathing during all the sequences, as much as possible, breathing fully and freely, inviting the breath, experiencing the breath, at times directing the breath. Coming to this practice in a spirit of enjoyment and loving kindness. Letting this practice be a time of mindful self-care, a time for you. Now, beginning by standing with the feet directly underneath the hips. Allowing the legs to come straight down and the feet to be hip distance apart. Feeling the support of the floor and a sense of rootedness to the floor, to the building, and to the earth. Feeling the lower body moving down towards the ground, and at the same time, very gently allowing the arches of the feet, the ankles, the legs, and the upper body to very slightly lift towards the sky, letting the spine straighten. Tucking the chin just slightly, and feeling the crown of the head lift gently. Relaxing the shoulders down from the ears, and allowing the shoulder blades to be flat, letting the arms rest at the sides, and allowing there to be a sense of movement in the body, both downward and upward, as well as a sense of rootedness and stillness. Perhaps calling to mind the image of a mountain. Standing in this mountain pose, calling to mind the dignity of a mountain, grounded and reaching. Bringing awareness to a sense of presence and alertness, and bringing attention to the breath as it flows into and out of the body. We will be returning to this mountain pose from time to time throughout this yoga practice, and you may want to return to this pose at any point in this time, whenever you choose to. So, as you're ready, allowing the hands and arms to gently and slowly begin to rise, reaching out to the sides, making the movement slow and mindful, being aware of all the sensations that are part of this movement, lifting the arms on either side of the body and letting them very slowly float right up until they're reaching up overhead, giving the body a good stretch. Feeling the stretch, not straining, maybe moving the body from side to side, reaching and exploring the sensations as you do this, noticing the sensations in the hips, elbows, arms, just opening the body from the toes to the tips of the fingers, feeling the breath in the body. And as you're ready, letting the arms gently, slowly float back down. Mindful of each small movement. And letting the arms slowly settle to the sides of the body again. Now closing your eyes if that feels comfortable. Checking in with the body and noticing what the results of this simple movement has been. Just taking a moment to feel the body. And now once again, inhaling and stretching the arms up, allowing the arms to rise and stretch overhead, except this time taking hold of the right wrist into the left hand and pulling up with the right wrist so that the right arm reaches and stretches. Allowing this stretch to be felt all along the right side. And then stretching up with the left arm, clasping with the right hand, reaching, stretching, feeling the stretch all along the left side. And now exhaling as you let the arms slowly float down, feeling the breath and returning to the mountain pose, alert yet soft, open to the sensations of the effects of this simple stretch. And now, taking a nice inhale, taking the right arm and lifting just the right arm up overhead, just as if you were reaching for a bunch of grapes that are just out of reach. You may even find yourself allowing the left heel to come up off the ground, stretching onto your toes and reaching for those grapes. Left arm is down, feeling the stretch perhaps in the right side of the body. And when you're ready, letting the right arm come back down and standing in the mountain pose. Noticing sensation in the body, noticing the right arm and right side of the body, as well as the left side. Not judging, just noticing. Now inhaling and allowing the left arm to float up overhead and reaching again for those grapes just out of reach, stretching for them, maybe letting the body come off the right heel, feeling the stretch in the left side, reaching and stretching, and then letting the arm come back, exhaling, returning to standing, fully present, perhaps with eyes closed, rooting into the earth again with both feet, feeling sensation in the body. What are the sensations that have resulted from this stretch? Being aware of breath flowing into and out of the body. Now, when you're ready, inhaling, allowing the arms to float up overhead, interlocking the thumbs together overhead. We'll be doing the crescent moon pose. On an exhale, gently allowing the body to bend to the right side. Really just hang over the right hip. Just finding where you stop and breathing here. Exploring the sensations and limits on this particular bend. Stretching that left side. And when you're ready, inhaling, bringing the body and arms up and straightening. And on an exhale, going over to the left. If you like, you can release the thumbs and just continue holding the arms up overhead as we gently hang over the left hip. And on an inhale, coming back up to center, stretching up one last time with the arms overhead and the thumbs locked, stretching, and now releasing the hands and slowly lowering the arms to the sides once again, letting them hang there. And now if you feel comfortable, closing the eyes and centering in a standing posture, bringing attention to the breath in the body. Now doing some shoulder rolls. And now doing some shoulder rolls, if that's appropriate for you. Taking the shoulders and raising them up so that they're very close to the ears and holding them there, really holding them there. And now moving the shoulders to the front, squeezing the shoulders together at the front of the body, and letting them drop down. Now squeezing the shoulders together in the back, squeezing the shoulder blades together. Now moving the shoulders back up towards the ears, to the front, dropping the shoulders down and back. Not a lot of effort expended into this movement, but continuing to roll the shoulders at your own pace. And if you like, changing directions. So rolling the shoulders back, down, forwards, and up. Really feeling this movement in the shoulders. And the whole area around the shoulders. And coming to stillness. Feeling the result of the shoulder rolls. Sensations in the neck and shoulders. And now, if it's appropriate for your body, doing some very gentle neck rolls and not pushing, but just allowing the head to come forward with the chin on or towards the chest, feeling the stretching in the back of the neck and gently moving the head to the right, letting the head just rest with the right ear in the direction of the right shoulder, and gradually letting the head fall back, the chin pointing towards the ceiling, gently relaxed, and now letting the left ear come over towards the left shoulder, gently stretching the neck, and again letting the head come towards the center, chin towards the chest. Moving the head in this direction, slowly and gently at your own pace. And if you're finding areas of tension or holding, maybe just taking a moment to breathe into those places. Just noticing what is here for you in this body. And whenever you're ready, maybe rolling the head in the other direction, to the left and back, to the right and forward. Taking things at your own pace, doing only what is right for you and your body. Alternatively, you might make very gentle head movements as if your nose had a piece of chalk on the very tip and you were drawing circles on a chalkboard with it. You can make very small circles or large circles, moving in whatever direction feels right for you for however long. When you're finished with the neck rolls, just returning to mountain pose. Getting in touch with the feet on the floor, grounding and centering, letting the body be relaxed and alert, poised, balanced, breathing. And just feeling and sensing the result of these stretches in the body, really noticing. Now, whenever you're ready, taking a deep breath in, allowing the arms to gently float up to the sides, moving them so that the arms are outstretched on either side, like you were about to give someone a big hug. Now bending the wrists and taking the palms, turning them to face the walls on either side, so that the fingertips are pointed towards the ceiling. Not straining, but just stretching the palms towards the walls. And feeling the stretch in the arms. When this feels complete for you, letting the arms slowly float back down to the sides of the body. Tuning in to the body. Noticing sensations in the arms. Giving yourself a moment to feel the body. And now, as you're ready, allowing the weight to shift into the right leg. Feeling a rootedness coming into the right leg. And also allowing the arms to rise alongside the body, outstretched horizontally, parallel to the floor, with the fingertips pointed towards the wall on either side. Standing on the right leg, gently lifting the left leg and holding it up alongside the body, keeping the leg straight, letting the foot float up off the floor to the side as far as is comfortable, and just holding the leg and foot out, noticing all the balance the body is able to engage, the small movements as the body reaches for stability and balance. Maintaining balance as best you can. And as you're ready, letting the left leg return to the floor and the arms come back alongside the body, placing the weight evenly on each leg and just being in mountain pose for a moment, noticing any sensations in the body as a result of this movement. Now shifting weight into the other foot, the left foot and leg. Rooting the weight in the left foot, inhaling and letting the arms float up horizontally on either side, gently letting the right foot and leg rise up, holding the right foot up as best you can. It may help to pick a point on the floor or wall to focus on as the body finds its way to balance, even with many minute movements. Raising the leg a bit more, stretching the arms, just noticing all these sensations. And as you're ready, letting the right leg come down and the arms come down, and returning once again to mountain pose. Feeling the body, noticing the breath in the body, at rest. Standing. Now, placing the hands on the hips and gently with the feet and hips pointing straight ahead, letting the body twist at the waist to the right, twisting at the navel, the chest, the neck, the head. Just twisting as far to the right, keeping the hips and legs and feet facing forward. Looking over the right shoulder and feeling this twist. Breathing. And as you're ready, releasing and turning back to face forward. Now twisting towards the left. Again, keeping the hips and feet forward. Moving the chest, shoulders, neck, head, twisting as best you can to the left, looking as far to the left as you can, breathing. And now, as you're ready, letting the body come back to center. And when you're ready, with hands on hips, twisting again to the right, but this time letting the entire body participate, keeping the feet on the floor and twisting from the ankles, even at the legs, the hips, pelvis, torso, shoulders, chest, and head, twisting and looking as far to the right as is comfortable, and letting the body twist, breathing. And now slowly returning through the center, and letting the body twist to the left from the ankles, keeping the feet centered and the rest of the body moving, twisting around to the left. At the legs, with the pelvis, torso, neck, and head, getting a good twist, feeling the body, and breathing. And when you're ready, returning to center, and letting the arms come back alongside the body to mountain pose. feeling the breath, feeling the breath, feeling the results of the stretch. Now, as you're ready, bending the knees very slightly, we'll be coming into a gentle forward bend. So, inhaling and stretching the arms up overhead as before. And then on the exhale, allowing the body to come into a gentle forward bend, bending over from the waist and just hanging down towards the floor, letting the upper body and the arms just hang, resting. The hands may or may not touch the feet or the ground. Just letting your hands end up wherever they do, and letting the upper body hang forward, just like a rag doll, however your expression of the forward bend ends up. And as you breathe in, noticing the movements. On the exhale, letting the body rest into this bend, maybe moving a little deeper into the bend. Slow, deep breaths. And now, if you like, finding a little bit of lift in the body and inhaling and raising the right arm so that it is pointing out parallel to the floor, fingertips pointing to the wall in front of you. And as you're ready, letting it return to hanging. Letting the right arm come back down towards the feet, and letting the left arm come forward, parallel to the floor. And letting the left arm come back down to hanging. And whenever you're ready, very slowly unbending the spine, starting at the base of the spine, gradually, one vertebra at a time, straightening and lengthening the low back, making sure to inhale, straightening in the middle back, making sure to inhale, straightening the upper back, and last the head, returning once again to the mountain pose, focusing on breathing and the effects of this forward bend in the body. Noticing breath, perhaps noticing the heart, and letting the body settle. And as you're ready, we'll do the chair pose. So keeping the feet hip width apart, just raising the arms in front as if you were sleepwalking. Fingertips pointing towards the wall in front of you. And now letting the knees bend, as if you were about to sit in an invisible chair. Letting the buttocks come down as far as is comfortable, as best you can, with head and back erect as possible. They will be slightly bent forward, just as if you were sitting in a chair. Keeping the arms out in front, feeling this maybe in the thighs, the torso, all of the muscles engaging to hold this chair pose. You may feel some heat or intensity, some trembling in the muscles. You can back off of the pose if you like by straightening the legs slightly, but you may also just explore these sensations. Continuing to breathe, seeing if you can drop down a little lower, but staying at your limit, whatever that may be. And when you're ready, straightening the legs and lowering the arms, maybe shaking the arms out a little bit, coming to rest in the mountain pose once again, feeling the stretch we just did, taking a deep breath in, letting any fatigue or tension just leave with the out-breath. And so now let's do the tree pose. So as soon as you're ready, placing the hands together in the front of the heart in the clapping position and allowing the weight to shift into the right foot. Picking a point a few feet in front on the floor and letting the eyes rest somewhere stationary. And as you're ready, lifting the left foot, resting the left foot as high up on the right leg as you can. This may be right alongside the ankle with the left toe still on the floor. It might be right alongside the calf, whatever is comfortable for you. You may be able to rest the left foot on the inner thigh, just making sure not to rest the foot on the knee. Holding the left foot wherever on the right leg is comfortable for you. And as you're ready, just breathing here, maybe focusing the eyes on a point, letting the hands and arms float up, interlacing the fingers, and letting the index fingers together form a little upward pointing arrow overhead. Breathing and feeling this movement in the body, breathing into the abdomen and out from the abdomen, balancing here as best you can in the tree pose. You may sway or fall, just returning to the tree pose as best you can. And as you're ready, slowly unclasping the hands, letting the arms come down, parallel to the floor, gently raising the left knee up, and together with the arms coming down, allowing the left leg to return to the floor, letting the arms come back down to the sides. Noticing the sensations in the body. And as you're ready, shifting the weight to the left foot, feeling the support and rooting down into the left foot. Now letting the right foot come up onto the left ankle, the calf, or the left thigh. Starting with the palms in the clapping position over the heart. And when you're stabilized, floating the arms up. Overhead, pressing the upper arms against your ears and interlacing the fingers, letting the index fingers touch together, pointing upwards, and noticing the body as it maintains balance and stillness with many tiny movements. Focusing on a point in front of you or on the floor if that's helpful, and feeling the body breathing. Balancing as best you can, perhaps stretching a little higher. Now, as you're ready, unclasping the hands, letting the arms come down, and when the arms are parallel to the floor, gently raising the right knee, and together with the arms coming down, letting the foot return to the floor, and the arms come all the way down, mindfully feeling them. Standing on both feet, returning to the mountain pose, feeling the breath in the entire body, just standing. And now as you're ready, coming to sit on the floor, noticing all of the movements and sensation as the body makes its way down to sit on the floor. We'll be doing some stretches from a sitting position. Let's begin by bringing the soles of the feet together on the floor in front,
lacing the fingers around the toes, and very gently moving the feet back towards the perineum, holding the feet with the hands, not yanking or pulling the feet in. And now breathing into the belly, letting gravity move the knees down closer to the floor. And without using the arms to push the knees, just see if you can take the knees and move them to whatever degree possible, slightly up and then down closer to the floor. Just using the legs, moving the knees closer to the floor to whatever degree is possible for you. And now as you're ready, keeping the right leg bent, bringing the right foot in on the thigh as close into the pelvis as possible. Letting the left leg stretch out in front of you and raising both arms up overhead, locking the thumbs together and very gently stretching forward, coming to rest wherever you do. This may be a short distance. You may be able to touch the knee or the thigh or the foot, being careful with all these postures to do them slowly and mindfully, not jerking or pulling. Gently breathing in as you stretch up, and as you exhale, slowly lowering the head between the arms, bending forward over the left leg, and hanging wherever you end up towards the foot. If you like, taking hold of the leg wherever it feels comfortable and inviting a stretch. When you're ready, on an in-breath, stretching up, arms overhead, breathing, feeling the chest expand. And when you're ready, letting the arms come down onto the sides, making contact with the floor and relaxing. And switching the legs so that the right leg is outstretched and the left leg is bent, foot on the inner right thigh. Taking a deep breath in, interlocking the thumbs and raising the arms up overhead. Stretching gently, not straining, but just breathing, not pulling. And on an out breath, coming forward and down, head between the arms, letting the body hang gently, taking hold of the right leg with the hands if you like, just encouraging the head to come down on an out breath as you encourage the body, allowing it to relax and sink into the posture. And when you're ready, stretching the arms up overhead, sitting up straight, stretching forward again, feeling the back and the neck, stretching, then relaxing. And when you're ready, on an inhale, raising the arms and head and the chest, sitting up straight, stretching and breathing. And on an out breath, doing the same thing, coming forward and down. Breathing in, feeling the breath in the stretch, allowing the body to relax and come into the stretch more on the out breath. Feeling the muscles in the leg, the back of the leg, in the back and the neck, letting the muscles lengthen and relax. Now rising up and sitting with both legs out in front of you, supporting yourself with your hands behind your back, perhaps shaking the legs out at the knees. And lying back down on the mat in the corpse position, with the hands lying alongside the body, palms open, if it's comfortable for you, and just allowing the feet to fall away from each other. Breathing here, aware of the belly expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. aware of the body in its entirety as you lie here in stillness. Aware of thoughts, of sounds, of sensations and feelings in the body. Aware moment by moment as you relax into each breath. Letting the body sink into the floor on each out-breath. Letting go. Now let's do the bridge pose to reverse the stretch in the back and balance it a bit. So, bending both knees, feet flat on the floor, about hip width apart, knees pointing to the ceiling. Not taking hold of the ankles with the hands unless you can reach them, or hands just on the floor. Inhaling, and just lifting the pelvis up off the floor, resting on the soles of the feet, the upper back, shoulders, and head. Resting in this position with the thighs as parallel to the floor as possible, and lifting the pelvis as high as it will go. And just breathing in this position, right up into the belly, feeling and even seeing the belly expand on the in-breath and recede on the out-breath. Fully expanded chest, noticing, maybe being able to breathe quite deeply. Noticing any fatigue that may be coming in, and trying to rest in this posture without a lot of muscular involvement. Allowing the face to relax and the arms to relax. You might even stretch the arms up overhead and rest the arms on the floor. And when you're ready, slowly lowering the pelvis back to the floor, stretching the body back out in the corpse pose, arms alongside the body. When you're ready, let's draw the knees towards the chest, wrapping the arms around the knees, squeezing the knees towards the chest, and perhaps rocking gently side to side, massaging the back. Rocking and moving in whatever way feels comfortable for you. And when you're ready, stretching back out onto your back. Letting the feet and legs extend, arms alongside the body. Letting go, sinking into the mat, letting the muscles release. Bringing attention to the belly. Bringing attention to the entire body. And now, as this practice comes to an end, just remembering, appreciating yourself for engaging in this kind of self-care, for giving yourself the time, energy, and attention that you've just given yourself. Appreciating yourself for nourishing yourself in this way, helping you to maintain and improve your health. Making time on a regular basis to use this or another program. Introducing a little bit of body awareness and strengthening of the muscles. Stretching and relaxing yourself as part of your daily routine, even if it's just for a few minutes. But on a regular basis, as you do over time, observing your limits and the changes in them as you grow and become stronger, more flexible, more balanced.